For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. It's been a surly show so far. Yep. We appreciate all the texts. Keep them coming, 402-464-5685. Watch and comment. Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter. The show sponsored by Gaina Trucking. Check out their current job openings at GainaTrucking.com. You received a text.
From Rick. Friend Rick.
Our friend Rick.
Good
this
friend
is regarding
Rick.
The song? Or about
song of the day.
Which was, again, Golden Dandelions by Barnes Courtney.
Wow, Rick says, Jake needs a tattoo or pick up some work boots after that one. Awful. Lay me down and shove a pencil in my eardrums. By the way, Bill Walton, he said. Bill Walton. My idea is to remove the three-point line from the college game to make it more interesting and stop the over-reliance on the three ball, which I watch a lot of college basketball. It seems like the answer to a lot of teams' answer to a lot of issues is let's just go cast up some threes and see if they fall. You know,
mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just make this a crapshoot. Bill Walton said he wants dunking removed from the game. Now, if you removed,
I don't know if I feel the same.
If you
about
removed
that.
The 3-point line and dunking, I'd start watching college basketball.
Nebraska doesn't dunk enough.
Wow, I know we're not talking about Nebraska.
Well, I am.
Okay. but I'm trying to tell you something right now. College basketball is hard to watch. You'd agree with that.
Yeah, we've discussed, you and I don't watch much besides hard to Nebraska.
Watch.
And Nebraska's tough to watch as it is.
Hard to watch. No, I'm not talking about, this is not a Nebraska
I'm
discussion.
Just, my point was that we don't watch a lot. And if we do, it's usually Nebraska, which is right now hard enough to watch as it is.
Well, now, hold on. You'll notice I'm not bashing Fred's team right now because I like it. I like the way they play. I do. I appreciate the way Fred's formulated that team and the way they're playing. So I'm just talking about college basketball in general. I think it would get real interesting if you took the 3-point line out.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I like your stance here. I know it's old man stance, and you admit that. It's old man stance.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to watch basketball back when there was no 3-point line.
Old man stance. Here's another one.
Still aging gracefully. I like
yeah. I'd ask you this question, and I tried doing this, and I was – the other night, and I was astounded. I just wanted to buy a radio.
Okay.
With FM.
Like a Walkman or what?
No, something you could set on a kitchen table. And I found that you can't really do that anymore.
Well, what the radio is now is like Alexa and Siri and Google. That's the radio.
Yeah.
So you need to get one of those devices.
So if you go to Walmart.
Don't you have one of those?
If you go to Walmart, but I want a radio. I just want one that I can turn to stations, and if I want to listen to AM for some reason, then I can do it. And you can't – if you go into just a big store, I don't have to say which ones, you can't find them. You have to go to probably an antique place.
Oh, come on. You don't think that at any – like a Walmart, there's not
– I don't know. I was in Walmart.
A radio there.
Nope.
You just think – you're trying to say that you don't think that radios are sold anywhere
anymore? I wonder.
Now, there's no doubt that if they are being sold, it's much less than we've even seen 10 years ago.
Right.
I just refuse to believe that they don't sell them in some capacity, even though that we now live in a society that uses radio as, like I said, Alexa, Siri, Google, that stuff. That is the radio now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where it's not, you're not turning the dial, you're just saying, hey, put on the station. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you should put on this station all the time.
Yeah.
How about that for
Well, and that's
a plug.
Right. I mean, would it be strange for someone to say, I just want to listen to Jake and Sip on 93.7 FM on a radio that's sitting on my counter in the kitchen? Is that so real? Is that really old school? Is that really 1982?
No, you just tell Google to do it now. You tell Alexa to say, hey, play the ticket.
Yeah, I don't, and I'm going to tell you something right off the bat.
You guys are weird, by the way, from Downtown Scott. You guys are weird. There's a text coming in.
I mean, a little bit, probably. As far as the topic that we're supposed to be getting to here.
Well, hang tight.
Okay.
Right. We have a call here. And also, before I forget, I'm going to make sure I mention this before we move on to football again. Congratulations to Nebraska Volleyball,
mm-hmm.
who won last night. They swept. I watched the game. I watched the match. I was watching this match.
I think you're okay with the game.
Yeah, you're fine with it.
Yeah.
Nebraska beats Delaware State, as they should, but pounded them. 25-15, 25-9, 25-10. They will play Kansas today at 7 p.m.
What's Kansas got, you know? Any scouting report?
Well, Kansas swept Miami.
Okay. Delaware State had, what, one player, 6-1?
Yeah, they were not a very tall team.
Right. Yeah, Nebraska should just summarily dismiss them, which they did.
Kansas, Nebraska tonight, both teams swept their opponent. Kansas swept Miami, Nebraska swept Delaware State. 7 p.m., Devaney Center.
Thank you.
And you have Nebraska men playing Creighton on Sunday in basketball.
Yes.
In Omaha. All right, 464-5685, call or text. As always, by the way, people are saying you can find radios.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Where?
Well, let's see here. John says you can still buy a radio. Try a clock radio.
Okay.
Just buy an alarm clock. You know, that they have radios in there.
Yeah.
But is that the only... Okay, that goes to your point. Is that the only form you can find? We know that clocks still exist like that with radios on them. Mm-hmm. How about just a standard radio? Mm-hmm. Go to Home Depot and Menards.
Home Depot.
They have like a job site radio.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
You can't not have radios for job site specifically.
Menards.
Or Home Depot.
Okay. You know, another thing I was shocked at, I had to go find a clock the other day, and clocks are really inexpensive.
What kind of clock?
A wall clock.
Okay.
You'd be shocked how inexpensive they are. I don't know why the price of wall clocks is what it is. You can find a very handsome, distinguished wall clock that you could hang in Sheldon Art Gallery for $25. For $25. Yeah. I mean, that you can't go to Subway anymore
for $25
and not spend $25. But you can go into Menards and find a handsome wall clock for $25.
This is officially the longest idle chit-chat of our entire lives, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. By the way, Rick Heyman, our boy from Sartor Heyman Jewelers.
Our boy is what we're going
our
with.
Guy
I'm sure he appreciates us calling him our boy.
He says, TuneIn app, YouTube app, yeah. iHeart app, TalkStream Live app, Amazon. Yes, we know those. Sip's just trying to say, is there an old school?
I just want a damn radio. I don't need any of that.
Just said
it
aging gracefully. Yeah. Embrace the past.
That's what I'm saying.
You're trying to embrace.
I want a radio with an antenna sticking out of
we
it.
We are moving on as a station in terms of getting in. We're in all these platforms, but he just likes to have the simplicity of a radio.
I want a radio with an antenna sticking out of it. Okay.
I'm going to buy one for you for Christmas. I'm gonna put it right there. That's what I found. Yeah. Happy Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I believe we got Vince in Napa, California on the phone. Vince, are you there? You're on early break. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm here, fellas. Good morning. How are you?
Vince, this is a different kind of call. You usually call in the first hour.
Well, I had attempted to call in the first hour, but didn't get through. But I'm okay. I'm just outside my building at work right now. So anyhow, you're talking about throwbacks and radios and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as recently as about probably 6 or 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I had a transistor radio.
Ooh.
I don't know where it wound up in my house. I can't find it. My life hasn't been the same. And also, as recently as about 3 years ago, I had a flip phone instead of a smartphone.
Did you really?
I kid you not, fellas, because I used to get clowned a lot by some younger guys at work.
I'll bet.
You need a real phone. You need a real phone. So as a result, I resisted that much more. But for about a year and a half or so, I was doing DoorDash delivery just to make some extra money. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I actually have to break down. So to all the young people I worked with, I said, yeah, hell is officially frozen over.
Yeah.
And one more thing on the radio front before I get into what I want to follow up with. But speaking of radio, Sip, when the Raiders first moved back to Oakland for part two,
yeah,
from 95 until 2020.
Okay.
Well, anyhow, they had a lot of games blacked out locally because they didn't sell out. So, that being said, if you were a Raider fan growing up in the Bay Area, the only way you could keep up with the team is to listen to the game on the radio and hear Greg Papa and Tom Flores.
Okay, yeah. Oh, Tom Flores was the analyst?
Yeah, Tom Flores used to be the color commentator.
Okay.
For about, I don't know, I want to say 20-ish years or so, roughly. And but anyhow, just to follow up what you guys were talking about, or more like butting heads about.
Bring that back up, Vince.
Yes, but well, I'm with you, Jake. I mean, now I'm not one of these people that says, "Oh, he's got to win 9 games." I'm not even sitting here but to me, regardless of how much money the head coach makes, I mean, granted, part of this year is about, you know, reestablishing a foundation and all that sort of thing. But I also think that part of reestablishing that foundation needs to have, you know, wins, I think, need to come with it. And put it this way, at least a bowl game needs to at least be a goal.
Okay, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Is it fine being an expectation, Vince?
Right, but here's what I'm getting at, though. Part of reestablishing a foundation is also about getting rid of a losing mindset that we've had for the last 6 years and establishing a winning mindset. And you're not going to do either one if you're going 3-9, you know, because when you're in a rebuild, you also want to see some results from time to time. That way it gives you tangible evidence that you're doing the right thing. But, and I'll finish this off by saying this. Whether we're talking about any of the 13 games Nebraska plays next year,
mm-hmm.
Notice I say 13. I'm going to speak it into existence. Whether it's that or, Jake, your NFL team and my NFL team play each other on Sunday.
You're going
so
down.
Both, No way. You know what I say, Jake? If we can't get along, we might as well get it all.
Wow. Man. Okay.
Thank you, Vince.
All right, Vince is outside work. Okay, a goal, Nebraska having a goal to go to a bowl game is fine. Okay.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All I'm saying is there's a process that has to happen, and I don't know that in year one is when you need to be worrying about how many games you need to get to satisfy the fan base. I don't think that should be part of the equation in year one. I think what we should be interested in on the outside is that he lays a solid foundation that enables the program to grow from there. And he shouldn't have to worry about a benchmark number that the media and fans are setting for him.
Well, once again,
that's what I'm saying.
Let's just clear this up once again. Now you've got your coffee. You're less surly now.
Okay.
There's no or else attached to my statement.
I think it's inherent in your statement.
No.
It's not written down, but it's inherent.
But are you trying to tell me that I think they should fire Matt Rule if they don't get to a bowl game?
No, but it's heat. You're just apply heat right out of the gate. Now, some people are going to say, yeah, that's what you should do. You should apply heat right out of it. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's great. Apply heat.
You know, at Ohio State, if you don't get 11 wins.
This isn't Ohio State. I don't know if you've noticed.
I know, but you're talking about five less wins with what they're asking
this
for.
This is not Ohio State. There's nothing about this place that's like Ohio State.
I didn't say I was working into the conversation yet. At Ohio State, if you don't win 11, 12 games year one, you're a failure.
I know. But it's a different situation.
It shouldn't be, it shouldn't be ridiculous for us to expect or have a goal of six wins.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's move on. We got callers.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure they're going to agree with me.
No, we'll see.
Me.
With you?
Me.
Okay. If you can hear us, you're up next on an early break. Who do we have here? Go ahead.
Hey, this is Dave. Hey, Jake, Steve.
Dave, what's going on?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I know I might be late to the conversation, but...
No, you're fine.
You know, when 2024, when the new college playoff starts...
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking 12 teams.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the Big Ten's probably not going to have divisions. Well, if you're not making the top four or the top three in the Big Ten making the playoffs, isn't it not considered a successful season? If you're just winning, like, you know, if you're winning 90 games and not making the playoff, if you do that for 3 or 4 years, then what, Steve and Jake?
Well...
Thanks for the call, Dave.
Depends. Well, depends. Yeah, thank you. Depends where you are. I mean, that's not going to be acceptable to Ohio State.
Have we not learned at this program that if Nebraska has a couple years in a row of 9 wins, let's accept it.
Okay.
And if play this back from December 2nd, 2022, and if in 5 years Nebraska's won, you know, had 9 wins for 3 straight years, and I'm complaining,
mm-hmm.
please play this back for me.
Okay. I mean, part of the, I don't know, everything's interesting to me, including these discussions now, because it's sort of gotten out of whack. I don't think you're going to get a lot of agreement on all these sorts of things right now. I just want to see what year one looks like before I start projections. I mean, Nebraska's back. I mean, 3-9, 4-8. That's where we're at. So I'm not going to start this thing where we're 3-9, 4-8. You better win 7. You better get to a bowl. I'm not doing it.
You hearing fans say or else, though? Like, we're not attaching those words. I'm not saying because I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it because
let's see what
there's nothing
call.
Subliminal about that. I there's no or else. It's just, hey, it's a box. A check in a box.
Box. Yeah, a box.
Check a box.
What's the box?
Successful or disappointment.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but year one, disappointment. Doesn't mean it's over for them, but if it's not a bowl game, it's disappointment.
Hmm. And see, that's where I'm not doing.
Then you move on to year two and say, well, let's see what year two brings.
I just want to see him build a program. It's 1 year. It's year one. You know what happened at Temple and Baylor. It took him
a... It scares me.
Why? Why does it scare you?
I don't like to have lost years.
Well,
we've had a lot of lost years.
I don't like. Well, yeah, I know. Because the program wasn't built properly. Right?
We can bicker about this for months.
We are.
We're going
it's
to.
It's
going to
be sad.
If this is unfortunate to you guys, guess what? It's the way it's going to be. You better hope for breaking news every day so we don't have to worry about this conversation.
Yeah.
By the way, before we get to some calls, I love this show for many reasons, but when you bring up the radios, we have so many people texting in pictures of their actual radios that they listen on still.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
It's beautiful.
God bless you.
Saying you can buy one of these on Amazon, you can go to the store and buy it. Or
Amazon.
Amazon has radios.
Yeah, Amazon.
But I just love everyone's texting their pictures of the radios they listen to the show on.
I need to get more sophisticated. I had that trip. We had that trip to Ireland, and we had to order one of those things that you plug in. What are those things?
The adapter.
The adapter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
you can't just plug right into the wall with your cell phone
and
charger.
Yeah. Trick said get on Amazon. Well, I tried that. I don't have an account, and I didn't want to get one, so I just said hell with it. There's at one point where I told her they don't have them at Best Buy. They don't have them at Walmart and they don't have them at Target. I'm just going to drive to Seward.
So, what the hell?
Because I that's what she said.
That's what I said too.
She said, I'm going to order one off of Amazon. You'll have it before you get home.
Why would you drive to Seward?
She said, it'll be ordered and it'll be taken care of before you get home. Don't drive to Seward. Because Seward has a Walmart.
Well, so does Lincoln. Lincoln has several Walmarts. Oh, by the way, what are we even talking
about? But
they
were out at Walmart. They were out at Walmart in Lincoln. And one of the people said, maybe drive to Seward. I said, all right, I'll drive to Seward at that time.
I don't understand.
I didn't. I called Trix, and she said, I'll order it off Amazon. It'll be here tomorrow.
Your life is just strange. It's just strange. We've got some phone calls before we get to Lee Sterling. If you can hear us, you're up next in early break. Could we have you? Go ahead.
Yep. Hey, this is John. Good morning, guys.
John, good morning.
John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I do think we are going to win six games and go to a bowl game next year, and this is why. And let me put on my tinfoil hat.
Okay. All right.
For a minute.
Okay.
So I really believe when Nebraska joined the Big Ten, the old school guys that were running it saw us as a real threat.
Yeah.
And if you notice, our schedule, our officiating, the way the league office treated us was horrendous.
Yeah.
Now I think they feel somewhat guilty. If you notice, last year, our games were officiated well. We had very few calls that were just egregious.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Okay.
And so I really think they feel bad that they've pushed us all the way down to the bottom like they wanted to, and now it's time to let Nebraska be Nebraska because they're no longer a threat. So I do think we're going to win six games.
That's interesting.
Because Nebraska is better. College football is better with Nebraska being decent.
And and the Big Ten would be better, I think.
Okay. All right, John.
I mean, wouldn't the
Thanks
Big
the
Ten,
call.
I mean, wouldn't the West Division really be – It would look better if Nebraska was a power, right?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it'd just be really cool for the Big Ten to see a successful Nebraska. We haven't seen it. Year two was the only time they made a championship game.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, it does feel like it's evened out a little bit on that discussion about, you know, Nebraska's schedules early seemed ridiculously difficult.
They did,
right?
I think they actually were. It didn't seem they were.
Yeah. So I do think that conversation, that's sort of an interesting call. What else? We got another one here?
Another phone call. If you can hear us, you're up next in early break. Who do we have here? Go ahead.
Hello.
Who do we have
Hello.
Here? What's your name? Who
Hello.
Do we have?
Hello. Dave Dipple. What's up,
it's Cuz. The Cuz.
Cuz. Those were great blueberry muffins, by the way, Cuz. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Missed you at Thanksgiving. Aunt Tippy Dipples, she loves you still, even though you don't ever call her.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Well, she doesn't call me either. It's a two-way street.
Well, probably because you can't reach on that BlackBerry you're still using. And that's why you can't get to Amazon on your BlackBerry or your flip phone. You know, because we determined last week that you're only like 5 minutes older than I am. But gee whiz, you sure are behind on the time sometimes.
Gee whiz. You're the one saying gee whiz, Dipple.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Bring
gee
back whiz. Three dog night, huh, buddy? Jake, you need to stop catering to the old man and playing that 70s music and stuff, you know. Play something, play like hip-hop and get him back into, play some Snoop Dogg for him or something.
I should. Get him with the times, right?
Hey, he does not cater to
on
me.
On a separate note, you know, we're talking about expectations versus hope. The whole state has hope that we do well and we bring back to what you and I grew up on back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. So you can't lay old rule the day. You can't lay old Matt Rule on, you know, give him expectations of, oh, we got to win nine or because he's making $9 million. It's $1 million per win.
Right.
You know, you can't do that. So we're all hoping for the best. And, you know, I hope we can go 6-6 and get back to the old Gotham Bowl.
Thank you, Dave Dipple.
Good stuff.
Yeah, Dave did talk some sense there. Hoping is, I'm, it's okay, I think, to hope. It's, of course, it's okay to hope for six wins, but to expect them, I don't think. I think it's a little rash to start going down that road before he's even moved in here. It just feels rash. Rash.
You can say whatever you want about it, and I will stay in my lane still over here. And we will butt heads for months, and it's going to be beautiful and gory.
Yeah. They're selling flip phones again, though. I've heard
good.
That.
Have you heard that? I have not, but I want one.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
I want simplicity back.
Would you like a flip
text
phone?
Text and call, and that's
it. I think people would verify they are selling flip phones again.
Well, count me in. I'm going to get one. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.